This is JIS News. Coming up, National Debt Exchange Offer has special measures for pensioners. First, supplementary estimates for 2012-2013 financial year approved, and government launches child labor handbook for professionals. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is assuring pensioners that they will receive all available accumulated interest on bonds that are maturing. Regarding the recently launched National Debt Exchange Offer, Minister Phillips says special measures have been implemented to ensure pensioners are not at a disadvantage. He outlines that special terms were included in the offer to allow pensioners and other retail bond holders to elect to exchange their existing instruments for a special one-year bond.
If you had a Jamaican or a US dollar bond maturing, you could elect to receive a new bond at 7% for the domestic and 5% for the US dollar bond. These will be among the most attractive bonds available, which will allow pensioners who need to receive their principal to encash their new bonds at the bank or broker on favorable terms.
Minister Phillips is emphasizing that there is no need for pensioners to engage in extraordinary measures such as selling their properties. The National Debt Exchange was launched on Tuesday, February 12, at the Bank of Jamaica, where the government received the support of critical stakeholders in the financial sector. The first supplementary estimates of expenditure for the fiscal year 2012-2013 has been approved by the House of Representatives. The budget for the fiscal year has been revised downwards from $612.4 billion to $602 billion, a reduction of $9.89 billion. The first supplementary estimates was considered by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee on Wednesday, February 6 and Thursday, February 7, and a report submitted to the Standing Finance Committee. The report was considered by the Standing Finance Committee of the House on February 12, before Parliament was asked to approve the revised budget. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has officially launched its Child Labour Handbook for Professionals. This as part of efforts to raise awareness about issues relating to child labour. The user-friendly handbook is designed to provide guidelines for professionals who may encounter instances of child labor in the course of their work and to assist them in enforcing regulations. Children's advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison says the initiative symbolizes a progressive step in the protection of child rights in Jamaica.
We can note this really as the achievement of another milestone by Jamaica along its journey in this area. It really represents a compendium of best practices that emphasize the Jamaican situation and therefore allow for realistic implementation by professionals who may encounter child labor in its several forms.
The Child Labor Handbook was produced with support from the ACP Secretariat and the European Union. And the Ministry of Education will be partnering with the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts and the Ward Theatre Foundation to allow the college to use the Ward Theatre in the training of its students. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the partnership will result in benefits for both institutions and, by extension, the city of Kingston.
We have an understanding with the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation and the Ward Theatre Foundation, which is going to lead us to raise funds for the restoration of the ward and for the engagement there of the Edna Manley tutors and students in popular drama, speech, dance, art, music for the benefit of the City of Kingston.
Minister Thwaites was speaking Thursday at a press conference hosted by First Global Bank to provide an update on the music Perfect Pitch for a Sound Education project launched in 2011. The project is sponsored by First Global and saw music being introduced into the grade 3 curriculum of 6 primary schools in Kingston, Mandeville and Montego Bay. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.